Not everyone survives Medusa's gaze. These are their stories.
Encounters, a show where we play pen and paper RPGs in which we've randomly determined as many things as possible, including characters, villains, names, places, and other stuff. It all comes together to be a very random encounter. I'm Wheels.
I'm Logan.
I'm Lee.
And I'm Greg.
That was wonderful, Wheels.
I love the way Discord's like edited a lot of
Discord's
that out.
Like, I don't know what that is, and I'm not gonna play it.
Yeah, it just went.
I was anxious ahead of time what Discord was gonna make of that.
Yeah, Discord was like hard no.
Who would enjoy giving me a recap of the events of last week's episode of Very Random Encounters?
I could do it, and I'm gonna use Lee's
recap
of what happened. My colleague, Dr. Regret, and I, Dr. Regret didn't do much. but stood there, spotted me, I guess, a bit, so that I didn't get overtaken by a Medusa, while I willingly subjected myself to a plate, the one that speaks directly into your brain. I came out of it not knowing very much more, except that perhaps the entity feels that it's in an ocean of electricity or something like that. Anyway. Again, it was saying that it just needed one more soul, but it has alleged to have said that before. Then everyone, including, the other main characters of this movie, all got into a van and drove to the snake pit, the Narcisse, right?
You got it. Got it in one.
All right. The Narcisse snake dens.
Although I'm sure someone who actually speaks French will be like, oh, you're swallowing the syllable, but that's how they say it out here.
I think it's pronounced Nagwagwagwagwa.
Yeah, there you go.
Myself and Mania talked about, the electricity ocean thing. We didn't really arrive at any conclusions there. But, actually Mania arrived at one, and that was that I potentially am compromised. Senya was picked up along the route, and she and Mania nerded out about snakes for a while. And I, too, am wondering if I have been compromised.
Yeah, I think that's about everything. Actually, Senya wants to show you around Gimli a little bit, but is there anything you want to do at the pit first?
Did we sort of just generally look around to see if we could piece together any reason why it would want to come here other than there's a lot of snakes?
That's a good train, because that's where I was about to go. Is I was actually thinking about this outside of the show, which I know like is wild and crazy.
Wow. Amazing.
But we don't even know what this thing wants, actually.
No, not really.
So I am a little worried about Dr. Bogus.
Yeah.
We shouldn't let him keep talking to this thing.
No, I was thinking about it, and I don't know if that we should... Maybe we should, find a way to, send it into space or something where nobody else can find it?
I mean...
I keep coming back to the fact that it tried to kill me.
Oh, right.
I'm not really kind of down with that whole thing that happened.
Yeah.
And I'm a little worried about Dr. Bogus being it tried to kill you once, so let's just finish that.
Oh, I don't think.
I
think you would do that.
A little worried.
I can understand.
I don't like this thing. And I was like, okay, so if it comes here, does it, there's no way it wanting to come here is bad for it, right? the snakes would rise up and eat it or something.
Right, yeah. Well, I don't know, but okay, so here's the question I had. So if it can turn people and things and whatever, souls, into stone from inside the thing, what does it need out for? I mean, other than it doesn't want to be there, I get that part, but what can it do when it's out?
See, I feel like it gets worse.
But what if it gets better? Okay, see, I know I'm doing it again, but listen. What if it's only doing these things because it's trapped?
I
feel like I'm not helpful here. Because I keep saying things like, we shouldn't talk to it again, and then being like, we should talk to it again. But,
yeah, I just don't feel like killing people is a great thing.
No, just generally.
Trapped or no?
Wait, weren't we going to go to the super library?
You were going to go to the super library. I do have that written down.
Yeah, that's familiar. We got kind of sidetracked, though, with snakes. Maybe also because we had to go and put it away so it didn't kill more people. Maybe we should go to the super library because I don't think there's anything here other than snakes.
Yeah. I mean,
where is the super library?
Information. I don't know. I thought maybe you knew.
Welcome to the Winnipeg Super Library.
I imagine in this weird Winnipeg, there is, it's some, for some reason outside of town, there is a super library. Do we want to do anything?
The only thing I'm looking around for here is if there's any other weird Greek markings that might at all give a clue as to how this is tied to anything other than a weird snake connection.
Give me a roll for it.
I'm thinking enigmas and cunning.
Uh-huh.
I have so much of both of those. I have three in both.
I'm helping you. I think I would be helping you. Like, it's not my strong suit,
I
feel like.
Yeah.
Like, I think we would know that. So I think together we're looking for it. I'll give you an extra die in this help thing that we just made up.
So I think that sounds like 7d10.
Yes.
Whoa. 7d10 is 700.
Oh, yeah, sorry. You're so right.
I don't remember how this works.
Oh, wow. Eights and above are successes, so three successes.
Yeah, three successes.
Whoa. Heck yeah.
This is interesting because let me throw it to y'all a bit. I didn't really have anything much more of a connection other than like, oh yeah, that's the snake thing that's in Winnipeg. So that's why I have like that it, like my idea is that like it ritually needs some place like that in order for the magic to take place, right? Like it that's the situation that it needs is something like that. It would want to go to the nearest snake pit anywhere. It's just that Senia found it in Greece and then took it back home to Winnipeg, and this is the one that's, or rather to Gimli, and this is the one that's right next to Gimli, so this is where the plate wants to go because it's the nearest one.
I think it would be fine even with those successes just to be like,
yeah,
she literally, she doesn't find anything, but as she's looking at the snakes, she's just kind of like, nah, this is just a place of power for her.
Yeah.
This,
like that. Mm. I think that is a good enough. Like, we're ruling out that it's what that helps is rules out that this isn't a specific thing, but it is a thing that fulfills a specific requirement. And that sort of resolves that question for me, at least.
It's just about them snakes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Senia is like, yeah, that's kind of the vibe that I got from it when I was under its lure. I don't know if you felt the same thing, Vincent, Dr. Bogus.
Yes,
but
Dr. Vincent Bogus is fine.
When I came here with the plate, it felt like, it was clear that from the voices that they needed more, but there was a certain calmness when I was near the pits, so it kind of makes sense.
Interesting.
That, yeah, it just needs a place like this.
I'm very worried that I may be compromised. I have a child at home. I can't go back, and if I'm even potentially going to steal my child's soul. Do you know what I mean? How can I tell that this thing has been, or is not under control? How can I tell that this thing is not controlling me?
Boy, call up your boy, Rene Descartes. He had a hard time. Sorry. That's a philosophy thing. Yeah, it is difficult when you're dealing with an entity that can influence thoughts. It becomes difficult to know when your thoughts are being influenced because we tend to think of knowing things as a thought that you have. But if the thoughts are influenced, how do you know that you know? Yeah, I don't know. That's that part's beyond me. I kind of just I know now that I messed up.
Yeah.
I'm nowhere near internalizing how much. But I'm starting to, and I don't know what to tell you.
Wow, that is. I want to also say that Bogus definitely knows Descartes stuff, but Logan doesn't.
The thing there is that he has this idea of, what if there's an evil demon that's controlling my thoughts to make me think I'm perceiving things the way that I'm perceiving them, and to make me think that 1 + 1 = 2, but maybe really 1 + 1 = 3, but every time I try to logic my way into it, the evil demon is changing my thoughts to make it wrong. So it's just, yeah, it's that.
Yeah, a little bit of a circular thing. I don't know that it has to be necessarily a Descartes scenario. Do you feel different now than you did before?
Yes. Undeniably. Very much. Yeah.
So what's different? Could I look for the same sort of differences in myself?
Boy, I don't feel like this is even done yet.
How do you mean?
Well, I think we all know where things are, where it wants things to end.
Yes.
I feel like with that, as long as that thing's still out there and it's not either destroyed or transformed here, I feel like it's not over yet. It's hard for me to say how we get on the other side of it. I don't feel like we are on the other side of it yet. It's, yeah, sure, it's in your containment device, but I think it can still call out from there.
Yes, it definitely can.
Mania comes in at some point in this conversation, and yeah, she's just like, oh my god, Dr. Bogus, are you still thinking about being compromised?
Yes, absolutely.
I was making a joke.
I
don't actually think you're compromised.
Might be.
I'm aware, but I might be.
Okay, but
it gave me pause.
Here's the thing.
I was.
You were, for sure, definitely, and I could tell.
Maybe I still am. I don't know. He's saying, I don't think this is done.
I think, okay, can I tell you what it seems like from an outside perspective? And I know that, I have not experienced this, so I could be completely wrong here, and feel free to ignore me. But from outside looking in, when you were under control of that thing, you seemed like a person on drugs. Like, you need drugs right now.
That's how it felt.
And you don't seem like that now. And Dr. Bogus doesn't seem like that either. Which isn't to say that, the metaphor can get stretched here. Like, relapses happen, and are you ever really over an addiction and blah, like, all of that. Yes, yes, yes. But my point is, in this moment, you both seem fairly lucid and not under control of drugs or snakes.
See what you're getting at. My problem is that I don't feel like the container is a long-term solution. And
No. Long-term solutions. I heard long-term solutions being brought up, and yeah. I was thinking Shoot it in the sun. Shoot it right at the sun. Build a rocket into the sun.
Do you have rocket?
Not yet.
Boy, I'm a humanities student. I'm sorry.
Not yet, but like we did the moon thing. Like we just have to miss, right? Like you aim at the moon and then you like deliberately miss. It's gotta go in the sun at that point.
No, we shoot stuff into the sun all the time. It's trash.
Is this true?
Moon rocks, things that we just don't want to deal with anymore.
I can't tell if that's for real or if you're fucking with me.
Well, Wheels, is it? Could it be?
It absolutely could be. This is okay. Weird Winnipeg with a super library.
Yeah, I think that the robotics department is into some wild shit.
Awesome.
I want a better tour of your facility one day.
I don't know. Sure. I know you want to that the sun is very far away.
Mm-hmm.
And I imagine that's good.
Yes, nothing bad's happened yet.
Oh, now you had to say it. Now you had to say it, and now I think it's a bad idea.
Our luck department says that saying that it won't happen and then somebody saying that it's bad luck to say that it won't happen actually increases the likelihood that it will.
We were going to go to the super library. Can we go to the super library?
So, like, maybe on the way to the library, I'm like, so how did you find this?
Yeah, I kind of gave you half the story before, but I did study abroad in Greece, and when I was there, I met, you're not gonna believe me.
I mean, you've been turning people to stone, so I think most things are on the table as possible.
We're trying to figure out how to deal with a Medusa, so it's cool. Just tell us.
I met two witches.
Okay.
Witches.
Seems legit.
Greg, behind the scenes question, would they in the 70s, with the two witches from Loop, would they still be using the same names that they end up using in the 80s?
Yeah, they had switched over by that point to their new identities.
Penelope and Christina.
Okay, yes. I met these two real-life witches, Penelope Bitches. And Christina. Yeah, yeah.
Interesting.
I was kind of learning the ropes. It's intense, and it involves a lot of close encounters with magical artifacts, creatures, and I had been doing pretty well, and they sent me off to find something, and then I found it, and then it compelled me to leave.
Interesting.
Okay, hold on. Wait. Was this like an apprenticeship?
Uh-huh.
Okay, so you were apprenticing with some witches. And then, can we ask them? Do they know something?
Yes, are you in contact with these witches?
I mean, I haven't been ever since, it's been quite a while since they've seen me. I wouldn't know how to contact them either. They're in Greece, so.
Okay, so it's not like you can't just call them on the phone.
I mean, it was months ago, right? I haven't been thinking clearly since then, so.
I mean, fair. I just seemed like a, you know.
Yeah, no, it would, yeah, that would help. But I think we're on our own, unfortunately.
All right, great. Super library it is.
Mm-hmm. Sounded like from before, you were trying to find out kind of the mythology.
Is the deal with a Medusa, exactly.
Great. Let's see, what skill is this? Culture is what skill that it is, and the attribute is going to be intellect, because you're reading books like a nerd!
Yeah!
Who would like to give me the culture and intellect role?
I mean, I have I have 2 and 2.
Do you have any relevant trademarks, Greg?
Yeah. So given how much we've talked about this as being a movie, I'm going to pull in, this is my lucky day. I've seen this in a movie. This is the research montage.
Absolutely it is. Yeah. What music plays during this montage? Like, what's the vibe? Is it like a training montage vibe?
Here
or
they
is
go.
It?
The boys in the bright white.
Yes. No, we can't. Trooper is going to sue us.
I mean, it is. Staying Alive has been stuck in Barnaby's head probably for over a year now. That just kicks in.
Yeah.
He's flipping pages. So that adds 2, correct?
Yep. And then you're getting help from your friends, so add a 3rd.
Well, 2 successes. Well, no, actually only 1, because it's 8s or above, right? Yeah, 1.
You're going to get all the information that, you're going to get all the clues that you need to understand the story going forward, but I'm probably not going to give you, like, deep insights with just 1 success. And the narrative reason behind that is that this is, like, so Senia's special interest that, because she's, obviously she's into snakes, but not really so much, like, the biology sense. She's really interested in snakes and stories about snakes. So she studied these myths like up and down, and you're like trying to read about it to get like the basic info, but she's like so beyond overread in this subject matter that she's like throwing the really complicated stuff all at you at the same time. But you come out with a general understanding of the Medusa myth or myths, which is thus. Perseus is one of Zeus's love children.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, Zeus, absentee father as always.
Mm-hmm.
Perseus's mother, Danae, I think is how it, I don't know how to say it, but that's seems like how it's spelled. She ends up with a wicked king whose name I don't remember, and I'm not going to pull it up.
Okay.
The king wants to get Perseus out of the picture because he doesn't, you know, he wants to marry Perseus's mother, and he wants Perseus out of the picture to avoid any sort of claims to his inheritance when he doesn't want his line going to Perseus because, you know, he's his stepson. And so what he does is he knows that Perseus is going to defend his father, or his mother rather, to his own detriment. And so he says, go and kill the mortal Gorgon's sister, Medusa, and bring me her head. And it's like, okay, he's gonna go and he's gonna die and then he'll be out of my hair. But the gods, Athena is involved, and I think Hephaestus is definitely involved, but a lot of gods kind of get involved and lend their aid with magical objects and just kind of divine intervention to actually make it possible for Perseus. So that's the Perseus half of the story. The Medusa, and we'll get to how it ends in a bit. The Medusa, there are a bunch of different origins here. There's either she was sexually assaulted by Poseidon, or she had a romantic relationship with Poseidon.
I didn't realize that part.
Yeah.
So that's why, like, Medusa's always, like, a water enemy in games.
Because I think, is an Athena... I know a lot of this crap too. She was very beautiful, and then like
So this is one of the things where it's tricky. That is one of the origin stories. One of them is that she was a human mortal. That Medusa was a mortal human. And this is, I think, where the difficulty comes in. Of like, Senia is telling you some of these, and then you're reading others, and they don't match up because that is just kind of the nature of studying.
Because like she was a human, she was worshiping Athena, and Poseidon was really into Medusa, and Medusa was like, "Hey, yeah, let's do this." And then Athena was like, "Oh no, you didn't! I'm taking your beauty away,
not in my temple." Yeah, and turning her into the monster that we know and love. Yep. That is one version of the story. There are other versions of the story where she's just always been, she and her sisters have always been like that, and her punishment, instead of being turned into a monster, was being turned mortal, because her sisters, Yeryale and Stheno, who, you know, Senia's snakes are named after, they are immortal. Medusa is the only mortal Gorgon sister, and some myths say that, like, that's her punishment, is that she was always this monster, but now she's mortal. You learn all of this. The end of the story is what really catches your eye, though. Perseus, with the aid of all of the magic items and the divine intervention of the gods, takes a mirror into the cave where Medusa lives, looks into the mirror to see Medusa, avoiding looking at her directly, as we discussed before. He then cuts her head off, you know, returns it, saves his mother. The important bit that you note is what happens after that to Medusa, or rather her head, her disembodied head. It is given to Athena, who puts it on her shield called Aegis.
Mm-hmm.
And it is Perseus actually uses it as a weapon for a while before giving it to the gods, and it serves the same function on Aegis as well. Her head sits there, and it can turn you to stone even though she's dead. And I don't know, a piece of metal turns people to stone.
Oh,
you've seen that song and dance.
So it is Aegis. Interesting.
So you look into this Aegis thing, and yeah, it is either the shield or just like a protective leather, like a leather armor or something, because sometimes it's like an animal skin rather than metal, but it seems like in this universe it's metal. And yeah, it's got Medusa's head on it, and it's a protective shield, but it also has Medusa's head on it and can turn you into stone.
So it doesn't feel like we can really sympathize with this, with Medusa. I mean, it seems like, I think we found a Medusa, and it's Medusa, and we all know about Medusa.
We found the Medusa.
And
the not so modern
maybe
Medusa.
Maybe the sun option is right.
The what option?
The sun.
Throwing it into the sun.
Oh, yeah. I think so. Yeah,
It seems sad, doesn't it?
Yeah, I really wanted a redemption arc.
I mean, aren't we getting it with Senia, though? Can't we just count that one?
Cool, yeah. Character growth, that's all we need. And who gives a shit about everything else?
I mean,
I just wanted one more character to grow.
I grew into a DJ.
Yeah, it doesn't count.
Find us on Facebook and Blue Sky at VRECast, or email us at hi@VRE.show. If you want to help us out, you can rate and review the show, or you can tell a friend about us. Or you could buy our book at bit.ly/randombook with a capital R and B. All the links we mentioned, our other projects, and more can be found at our website, vre.show. We're entirely fan-funded, so if you'd like to help keep the show going and get monthly bonus content, head to patreon.com/vre. To all our patrons, thanks for supporting us.
Thank you.
Clap executed.
Yeah. Power clap.
I was about to just start the intro, but I was like, I don't have the doc up. But like, I could. I probably could. I do have another
and wiggly stuff. Another wiggly stuff.
But no, I was just like, do I have the exact wording of the intro in my dome, or should I bring up the doc? So I'm going to bring up the doc.
I can do it if I am not thinking about it ever. But if that thought ever enters my mind and I'm not sure, it's gone.
Welcome to Very Random Encounters, a show where we take pen and paper RPGs in which we randomly so determined as many things as possible. RPG. Yep, I've already fucked it up.
Take them.
Oh man, I got dibs on the next episode because y'all, I didn't even go to work today.
Oh, okay.
I'm struggling.
I appreciate that you're here, though. You got your priorities straight.
I did. Yeah. I'm like, I got to do a podcast tonight. I can't go to work. So I'd like to have maybe a scene with Dr. Bogut, or well, I guess not. Maybe with Greg. Fuck. What is your fucking
with
name?
Greg, fuck.
Barnaby.
Dr. DJ.
Jesus Christ.
AKA Dr. DJ, AKA Greg Fuck.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, see, here's the thing. We keep calling Barnaby other things, and my brain is just like, there's three names, and I don't know any of them.
You know, listeners, you'll never hear any of that, but neither did we.
Discord was like, hard no. Thank you for your...
You actually will hear it because I recorded locally and you'll hear my best snake impression. Because I realized when the snakes were talking to your brain in last episode, I didn't do any like S work.
I did listen
today and I really appreciate that you did the hiss work for me. The rattle.
I even like recorded vocals of like the keywords of what you're saying and put it behind it as echoey. Ugh.
That's how you did it. That was amazing. Yeah, that was
good. It sounded good.
Hey. I'm sure this is after credits.
Maybe. Hey, something we'll that if that's after credits, then hey, listeners, there's no new reviews on the show, so we haven't been able to use our fucking banger of One Medusa's Gay. Your name here says, and then we read your review.
You gotta get those. This season is nearing its end. You absolutely want to have me say, One Medusa's Gay, Your Name Says, and then read your review. You want this to happen, and time is running out.
We need Medusa's Gays.